The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elizabeth, the nation gets ready to prepare for another hurricane, this time Hurricane Milton, as it's set to strike Florida within the next 48 hours, over the next several hours, I should say. First off, how are the impacts of Hurricane Milton being felt here locally in Western New York?
Well, as soon as AAA saw this storm coming in, we proactively started pulling a list of travelers that we have down there, and it's hundreds of people that were traveling in the Florida area because, of course, it's one of the number one tourism destinations from this area. So Florida's always a hot spot for Western New York travelers, and October, no exception, despite it still being the tail end of hurricane season. So some people were choosing to hop on a flight and get home. Now some airports have shut down. Some other travelers that said they were going to try and drive up north, or some even saying, you know, we're going to drive to Miami. We have a hotel room there, and we're going to wait it down in southern Florida. So it really just depended on the individual travelers' preferences.
How many flights are being canceled, and what should people do if they have plans coming in the next few days and weeks to find a way to get down there?
Yeah, so that's the other end of it. Now we have some travelers who are planning to head to Florida for a trip rather than being stranded in Florida as a hurricane's approaching. So those travelers should consider, do I still want to take this trip? And that would really depend on what location they were going to and what the status is there after the damage is assessed. So if you're planning on going somewhere to like Clearwater, where they still haven't cleaned up from Helene, now Milton is supposed to hit there, that might be something you want to reconsider. So that's something you're going to want to talk to your travel agent about. Or if you book directly through your hotel, your resort, contact them and stay in contact with them to see if they're up and running and what their operations are like. And you mentioned airports. So with so many different airports closing down, we're definitely going to see a ripple effect from this. There's always a domino effect when we see that. So many flights have been canceled, and people are going to want to get to and from. So that's going to keep happening. And so it's going to take several days after the storm to recover from that.
Not only are the airways affected by the presence of an incoming hurricane, but also the roadways, people trying to evacuate in cars and RVs, everything like that to get out of the area. Talk about, I guess, how much this hurricane is affecting trips for people that may be looking to utilize their cars to go away.
Yeah, we're seeing gridlock on a lot of the roads down in Florida with so many people trying to evacuate at the same time. And again, limited gas supplies, you know, the gas supplies are tightening up in Florida. So that's causing a problem for people heading out on the roads as well. So if you were thinking about traveling by car, and that's something that can be postponed, you're probably better off holding off for now instead of trying to get involved in there. You know, once Florida recovers, they're going to want tourists to come and to support them and to help that economy rebuild. But going there in the midst of hurricane cleanup when it's not enjoyable for a traveler that's supposed to be on vacation and you're just hampering efforts by the cleanup crews, it's not good for anyone.
And I guess I can also add to this conversation with regards to how the effects of Hurricane Helene are still impacting travel. I mean, what can you say about the after effects of Helene that is impacting travel for people, whether it be they're going through their cars or over the air?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very big concern. There's still piles and piles of debris along many, many roads in Florida that Hurricane Helene left behind. And that's going to cause an issue when the storm comes. And it could just be a big mess down there. We have to wait and see what happens and where it hits. But, you know, all that garbage on the roads combined with high winds, water, more flooding, it's just going to be a big mess and unfortunate to see that happen. You know, so many people love going to Florida. It's a beloved destination, and it just really sad to see. So, of course, AAA is thinking of all the people down there, travelers and residents alike, and just hoping that everyone can pull through this okay.
Very good. Elizabeth, anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
People traveling by cruises. So many cruise lines have been impacted by this. The Port of Tampa has really shut down. There's one cruise line that's parked there and they plan to stay there. Otherwise, a lot of the cruise lines have had to divert to different ports. And some of the cruise lines that were supposed to go to Mexico today went to other ports instead. So all the different cruise lines are kind of moving out and about to stay away from the storm, avoid it, and get people where they need to be. So if you do have a cruise coming up, this is something you're going to want to consider. Stay in contact with your cruise line, your airline, your hotel, your resort. You can sign up for text alerts with your cruise line or with your airline to make sure you're getting updates if you do have a trip coming up. And then you have to decide on a case-by-case basis. Is this something I can still do, or is it better off if I postpone? And even like Disney Parks, for example, they're waiving all their cancellation fees. So if someone does want to cancel or change, you won't have to pay that penalty right now. And so we're going to see more and more of that with the airlines and the hotels and everything trying to offer these waivers for people to rebook and change their plans.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.